You're listening to 100.3 and 102.9 The Point and KWPT.com. I'm Chuck Rogers. Good to have you along, and you're with us at a very good time. We're welcoming into the studio right now Lucas Thornton, who is all things kinetic universe right now, especially around Halloween. Hello, Lucas. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Radio World. How's it going? What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's up. The Haunted Kinetic Lab of Horrors, you are kind of the commandant of right now for this year. It is going on. Jay and I were there on opening night last Thursday, but of course the big night is coming up. Thursday
Halloween.
Yeah. 7 to midnight?
7 midnight, and it's our last night, so if you haven't been down there yet to see our wonderful, amazing show, come on down.
Well, and that's not overstating it. It is a show. I mean, it's put together by artists.
Yeah, you know, it's not really the normal haunted house, mm-hmm. people jumping out with chainsaws and stuff. It's definitely more theatrical, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of engineering that goes into all of the gags we have.
And movable parts.
Yeah, of course, like, it's kinetic, so it's got a lot of moving parts, and it's very creative, and it's unique. Every year is different. We build it with inside of the Kinetic Sculpture Lab out of wood that we've had donated by patrons, as well as Pearson's Building Center. Mm-hmm. And over the years, we've collected a lot of strange pieces, and we just put them all together. We usually start with our what we call purgatory, which is where everybody hangs out before they come into the Kinetic Lab, mm-hmm. a haunted house. And it's always different. There's never something, one wall that isn't in the same place as it was the year before.
So, right.
It's really a unique experience.
Unique, to say the very least, which is why, you know, if people have not been to it yet, put it on the list and get there on Halloween night. Now, you recommend 13 years and older, and having been a part of it this year and having been there years, you know, in the past, I can see why. I guess it depends on the kid, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is scary. We don't want to traumatize any young children, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to be safe. And we want to have parents be responsible and not bring like their children there. It is a haunted house. It is scary, and we prefer that it's 13 and up.
And this supports the Kinetic Lab, which, how many teams do you have working in there? Six, seven?
Let's see. I think we have Hamtastic Glory. We have Team 420. We have June Moxon and her team, myself, and Aaron from Kinetic A team, and also Jacob Talbert was a new member that came mm-hmm. in. So
this Haunted Kinetic Lab of Horrors, in its 18th year now, this supports those teams being able to stay in the Kinetic Lab to work on their sculptures for the Kinetic Grand Championship every year. This is the fundraiser, right?
Yeah, exactly. It pays for our rent and our insurance, power, our porta potties, and funding the next haunted house. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of just to keep our clubhouse alive. In years before, we did a Kinetic fundraiser where we had bands and, you know, miniature golf and stuff like that, but it never raised the amount of money that we really needed to keep the place alive. And with the Kinetic Museum gone, and the Kinetic Lab is really the last museum spot. We have 30 years of sculptures hanging from the ceilings.
Right.
We have all these trophies from Hobart Brown, and the wealth of knowledge of the remaining members there, Ken Beidelman and June Moxon, is really legendary.
Yeah. I recommend that people do look up when they're there, because they will recognize, when they're in the right light in the lab, they'll recognize some of them hanging from the ceiling there. It's amazing.
Oh, definitely. In my area, which was previously Dwayne Flatmo's area, I was his pilot for many years. There's all kinds of sculptures mm-hmm. that is hanging up, which are very scary. And there's also June's area where you'll see her horse and the dogs, and it's really, you know, top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the fact that you worked with Dwayne, and you know June really well, you seem to be, and tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, you seem to be representing the passing of the torch, or the next generation that is going to keep kinetics going. Am I right on that?
Well, yes, I'm one of many, but for the Kinetic Sculpture Lab in general, I Yes, I am, as well as Aaron Graff and Malia and Lush and her team, and our newest member, Jacob Talbert. We're all, you know, in our maybe 30s, 40s, and Jude and Ken are in their 70s, and, you know, it's a passing of the torch. We hang out with them as much as we can so we can absorb their knowledge, and that way we can pass it down to the following generation after us so that we can keep this crazy, wacky thing going.
I was just going to say, keep it going for so many good reasons. It's a big thing for this community and has been for however many years now. And this is also kind of the center of the kinetic universe writ large. I mean, there are people who come here to learn what you're doing so that they can take that knowledge back to wherever they are.
Yeah.
And they can have their own kinetic universe there. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I'm really used to it. But then when people come in that have never seen the place are just dumbfounded on how much stuff is in there and how much history there is, you know, it is our culture here that we've raised in Hubble County, especially Arcata and Ferndale and Eureka, where the races take place. You know, it's something that we should really hold dear. Maybe we only remember it when it comes around for Kinetics in May, but it definitely adds to the spirit of Hubble County and our creative nature and the artists per capita that we have here. And, you know, we can really owe a lot of that to Hobart Brown and some others in the beginning of in the 60s. It's kind of like our, I don't know, our Burning Man in a way. You know, it started by some crazy guy in a weird hat, and it just kept blowing up, and now it's all over the United States.
Well, and not to give it away, but just to tease people a little bit, there is a tribute to the glorious founder as people go through the Kinetic Lab of Horrors. Won't give it away, but I noticed when I was there that there were a lot of people stopping at that spot to have their pictures taken.
Oh, of course, yeah. We have all kinds of places like that where you're going to want to take your phone out and take a picture and remember the experience. Because there's so much going on, it's maybe hard to take it all in, but
yeah,
there's definitely some sweet spots in there to either get scared or laugh, or you know, there's all kinds of ups and downs and emotions going
on. Or go, what just happened? There was a lot of that too.
Yeah.
Because as you say, it is different. It's not your normal haunted house. There's a lot of surprises there for people who are used to another kind of haunted house and haven't been to this one before.
Yeah, and I think this one, Ken said that it's the longest course that we've ever had. There's a lot of tucks and turns and maze-like areas. And, you know, it's really Ken Bilelman's brainchild. He's just gets in there, and he's there every single day and during the build process that we started in, like, maybe early September and all the way up to the last day, of course, just like the Kinetic Race. But it's really, you know, he just loves doing it. He always says, you know, it's kind of like the Kinetic Sculpture Race, but we don't have to go anywhere.
Well, it's coming up. The last night is Halloween night. 7 to midnight, 8th and N in the Creamery District in Arcata. And there is going to be live music?
Yeah, we have
food truck.
Dead Drops doing live music. They're an amazing group.
Yep.
They practice all year for this. And then we also usually have a food truck. So while you're in line, you can get something to eat. We also have some vendors out there selling t-shirts and cookies and stuff like that.
And even if it's raining, and you know, this time of year, who knows,
it
could be, there is some cover there.
Yeah, we'll have some pop-ups outside of Purgatory.
While people are waiting in line.
Yeah, definitely. But be prepared if you want to come to the haunted house, maybe bring a jacket or something. But we definitely try to accommodate our guests so that they can get safely into the lab without getting too drenched.
Well, Lucas, thanks for taking the time to talk with us about it. And more than that, thanks for doing what you do, because all things kinetic, whether it's the lab or Halloween or an event, I don't think I have ever missed the start on the plaza in Arcata. That's one of my favorite things of the year.
Yeah.
So thanks for keeping that going. Best of luck.
Oh, thank you.
And maybe we'll hope to see you again next year to talk about it again.
Yeah, well, come on out, everybody. Get scared. It's Happy Halloween.
Thursday night, 7 o'clock, 8th and N, Creamery District in Arcata, the Haunted Kinetic Lab of Horrors.